Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the Morning.
Good morning. It's now 6:36 Central Time from the Faith Radio Network. And I'm Austin Hill. Adult children, how long should a parent financially bankroll their adult child? Whoa, there's a tough one. We'll talk about that coming up just about an hour from now with parenting experts John and Kendra Smiley. So I hope you'll stand by and keep it right here for that. Their parents and grandparents, they are more than qualified to weigh in on that. We'll talk with them also after the news at 7 o'clock. Our great friend Bill English from BibleAndBusiness.com. Some thoughts on family-run businesses and more. All that just ahead. So what's your opinion of Iran, the nation of Iran, becoming a nuclear superpower? Well, that may be some time off before they are actually a nuclear weaponed superpower. You might also look at that and say, I have no idea what to think about that. However, and I suspect a lot of people in the church and in our broader culture really don't care too much one way or the other about that. However, I would propose that if you care about the presence of the church and Christianity around the world, which I think probably, I certainly do, I'm sure you do, probably most people listening to the program do, if you care about the rise of radical Islam and what it's doing to the world, if you care about either one or both of those issues, then Iran becoming a nation with nuclear weapons absolutely matters. If you care about the existence of Israel, the continued existence of Israel, Iran and its future absolutely matter. Joining us to talk about this issue that is getting very little attention in the dominant media, and unfortunately, I don't think much attention at all within the Christian community, but it is absolutely worthy of our attention, Dr. Clyde Billington. He is a professor of history at University of Northwestern St. Paul. He's on our guest line to offer a historical perspective and some insights on the way forward. Dr. Billington, welcome back to the program. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Austin. I appreciate you having me on your program.
When this issue comes up, and I suspect you probably think about this and talk about this more than most, when the issue arises, what are your initial thoughts?
Well, you need to realize that Iran is actually run by a radical group of Muslims. And if you're following events, for example, in Libya or in the Sudan or in Ethiopia, in those areas, or Syria or Iraq, you see Christians are actually being slaughtered by radical Muslims. So I think the Christian community here in the United States should be paying a lot of attention. And when you think about Iran obtaining nuclear weapons, and by the way, the Israelis estimate that Iran will have a nuclear weapon within about a year. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we're negotiating, trying to get them to sign some kind of a deal. I look on that as being particularly naive. The Iranians have been lying about the fact that they're trying to develop nuclear weapons, and then we're going to believe them when they say, you know, that they're going to abide by any kind of an agreement they make with us. I look on that as really kind of dumb. Because they're not going to keep their word and recognize that Islam, radical Islam, looks on itself as being at war with the West. And when you're at war, you can take and lie and cheat and do what you need to do to win. And I think it's time for America, American Christians particularly, to wake up to the threat that that poses. Does that help?
No, that's very helpful. I'm sorry, I thought I caught you mid-sentence there. Based on what I can tell, Dr. Billington, it has been the policy, or was the policy of our nation, dating back to 1979, that we, as a nation, we do not negotiate with Iran. We recognize that this country is harboring terrorism. They are what is termed a state sponsor of terrorism. We don't trust Iran. Every president dating back to President Carter, and that would include President Reagan, President Bush, Clinton, Bush, and so forth, all of those presidents and their administrations said no diplomatic ties with Iran. These people are very dangerous, and we cannot trust them for all the reasons that you have cited. Now, now we are in negotiations with them. What changed in your estimation?
Well, you know, I think in part it's President Obama. He thinks that, and I think Kerry thinks the same thing, you know, if you talk nice and sing kumbaya, everything will be just perfectly a-okay. I don't think they really realize the nature of radical Islam, how much of a danger it is. And I think that's part of the problem. And so there has been a drastic change in policy. As you suggested a little bit earlier, Iran is a major threat to Israel. The Israelis are, to say the least, alarmed. And, you know, then there's the threat that Israel might try to take some type of unilateral action to take away the bomb that Iran is in the process of developing. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but Iran just recently, I mean in the last couple of days, carried out a mock war attack on a U.S. Aircraft carrier down in the area of the Straits of Hormuz, where, you know, about a fourth of the world's oil flows through there. That's not only a threat to the United States, but that's actually a threat to Saudi Arabia and the other oil states in the Persian Gulf area because, you know, as I said, about 25%, 20-25% of all the oil in the world flows through that area. And here the Iranians are practicing attacking a U.S. aircraft carrier right in that very location. That doesn't sound very friendly. It doesn't sound to me like it's a nation that intends to keep its word when it comes to these proposed rules about their developing nuclear weapons. This is an old tactic, by the way. Just keep talking. I think Putin's pulling the same thing, you know, in dealing with the Ukrainians. Just keep talking. You know, we're going to make some kind of an agreement. Meanwhile, even with Russia, they're, you know, the Russians are continuing to take and move, or their surrogates are continuing to attack there in the Ukraine. By the way, let me jump a little bit, but still tied. Look at North Korea. I mean, North Korea now, we have a report out just recently from a study group at Johns Hopkins University, and it's saying that within 5 years, North Korea will have 100 nuclear weapons. Now, they're already in the process of developing rockets, which they are willing to sell. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see them selling. I think there's been some actual reports of that happening. The North Koreans selling rockets to the Iranians. Mm-hmm. And for all the effort we've made against North Korea, for all the economic sanctions, by the way, I am a severe critic of economic sanctions.
Okay.
They just don't work. They didn't work against Mussolini. I mean, you go right down the line, they just have never worked. And they're not working even against Russia. And everybody's celebrating, oh, the Russian economy is going down the tubes. Well, the Russians are looking at it, and they're not losing their Putin is not losing his popularity with the people. He's blaming the West, and the people are blaming the West, too.
Right.
And the same thing has happened in North Korea. We imposed severe economic sanctions. All it did was cause a lot of North Koreans to starve to death, literally. And, you know, Kim Jong-un, you know, just blames the United States. They're the reason why you're starving.
Right.
Ask the old United States. So there are a lot of dangerous situations in the world. And, you know, I think it's time for Americans and American politicians to wake up to the reality.
Well, Dr. Clyde Billington, a professor of history at the University of Northwestern St. Paul, right here where our network is headquartered. We'll continue with Dr. Billington in just a moment. He's offering some insight on whatever it is, and we don't fully know what it is that's being negotiated between our nation and the country of Iran. This could have very profound consequences for the functioning of the church, for the existence of Christianity in the Middle East, and for our freedoms here at home in the United States. We'll have Dr. Billington offer his insight as to what this means if it continues. We'll do that next. 6:45 now, Central Time. It's the Faith Radio Network that you're listening to. I'm Austin Hill. It's now 6:47 Central Time from the Faith Radio Network. And I am Austin Hill, honored to be with you weekday morning 6 till 8. SRN News at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Dr. Clyde Billington is a professor of history. He's on our guest line. He is an instructor, a professor at University of Northwestern St. Paul. He's weighing in on something that the dominant media in our country is paying little or no attention to. But I believe as Christians, we are called out to live differently and to not necessarily be beholden to whatever media narratives exist or don't exist. In other words, we need to be informed whether the dominant news media cares to report on this or not. This is a big deal, whatever it is our country is negotiating with Iran. Dr. Billington, I want to, in deference and fairness to our current government and our president, I want to articulate, I think, what is the defense given and the explanation offered for the U.S. engaging in negotiations with Iran, whereas for most of yours in my lifetime, our government just simply has refused to do that. The argument is made that one of the reasons we have such intense dislike of the West and the United States in particular is because our country has been unabashedly aligned with Israel in the Middle East. And as such, because of our close ties to Israel, really ever since the nation of Israel came into existence back in, the 1940s, because of our alignment with Israel, the Arab world thinks that we hate them. And so the argument is made that President Obama is trying to say, fine, Iran become a nuclear power. We honor and respect that. Israel, you do what you're going to do. We're stepping out of this conflict, and you two fight it out amongst yourselves. And I believe there's a lot of support in our country for that idea that the U.S. would just kind of detach itself, uninsert itself, if you will, out of Middle Eastern conflicts. Does that theory hold water in your view? Is that the defense for this, and what do you make of it?
Well, first of all, recognize that the conflict between Islam and the West goes way back in time. I mean, this is not something that's new, and of course it took place before the nation of Israel ever existed. As a matter of fact, if you look at Islam, it actually divides the world into two parts, the world of peace, that's Islam, and the world of war, and that's the area that's not Islam, and the implication being that Islam should be spread to the entire world. Recognize that what we're facing today is a totalitarian religion, a totalitarian Islam. There's no concept of toleration. You're seeing that in the killing of Jews and Christians around the world. I mean, you saw that in France, the attacks basically upon Jews. And I think that there are a lot of people in the West that are naive and think that by isolationism is the way to go. Isolationism is particularly dangerous. If there isn't the involvement of the United States in the world, I look on the world as being even more dangerous. And I think you can see that in part in the U.S. more or less pulling out of the Middle East. I mean, we were deeply involved under both the President Bushes, and now we're kind of pulling back out. And in effect, we're left with chaos in an area where the radical Muslims are filling that that gap, and they are very dangerous. By the way, again, these radical Muslims are totalitarians. They're like totalitarian Nazis, fascists. They're like totalitarian communists. They intend to control every aspect of the lives of people. And if you disagree with them, just as happened, you know, with the Nazis and with the communists, you end up in jail or you end up dead. And you see that in Iran. I mean, they have jailed Christians. We have reports of Christians being killed, sometimes by mobs. By the way, that's not covered very much in the press. Only when you have something that's very dramatic, that like took place in Libya, where 21 Coptic Christians had their heads cut off, does that kind of get reported. And it's kind of interesting to me to see how much that's neglected by the press. As I said, Islam, radical Islam, is totalitarian. It's just like the Nazis. It's just like the communists. They intend to control every aspect of life. And their view of the world is diametrically opposed to the view that's held in the West. There's no concept of toleration. There's no concept of pluralism.
All right. Just only about 90 seconds left. If indeed this treaty goes forward between the U.S. and Iran, wherein the U.S. blesses Iran, so to speak, and says, sure, arm up, build up your nuclear weapon stockpile. You become a superpower, too. That's fair. What does that mean for us here at home in the U.S., in your estimation?
Well, I actually think that there's war, great war, coming in the Middle East. I think it's just a matter of time before it breaks out. Whenever the time comes that you have a Muslim power that thinks it's strong enough, I mean, they've tried several times to take out Israel. Whenever you have a Muslim government that thinks it's strong enough to take out Israel, they're going to attack Israel. And, you know, if I were an Israeli, I would be doing everything I possibly could to prepare. And I'm certain, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, has expressed a lot of alarm at the negotiations that are taking place, and rightly so, because I do think as soon as you have an Islamic state that thinks it has the possibility, the capability to take out Israel, they'll launch a war. And, you know, that war will not be just confined to the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Clyde Billington, professor of history, University of Northwestern St. Paul, weighing in on this very important issue. As Dr. Billington notes, it's getting a scant bit of attention in our dominant media. Just because the dominant media in our country ignores this doesn't mean it's not important. Dr. Billington, as always, thanks for your insight. We look forward to talking again. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Austin.
Good to be with you. 6:53 Central Time. It's Faith Radio. When we come back, a look ahead to the afternoon on the Faith Radio Network with Live the Promise, the program hosted by Susie Larson. That's next. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.